This is episode 90 of The Rabbit Hole.
Whoa, that's huge.
Yes, and we have some very interesting mind episode.
Yes, coming up. Hello and welcome to this episode of Rabbit Hole on Unusual Psychiatric Syndromes. If you're listening to this on our audio podcast, why not go across to YouTube and search for Rabbit Hole Origins and catch the same episode on video?
Yes, and if you are already watching us on YouTube, it will be really helpful if you like the video, subscribe, and check receive all notifications whenever we release the video.
Yeah, because we're starving to death.
For sure.
Anyway, let's get on with the segment.
Mind. The topic of today, unusual psychiatric syndromes.
Very unusual.
Yes, and we're going to talk about only five.
Yeah.
Before you tell us in the comments that there's more than those, well, it's just five, because we wouldn't want to be here all day.
These are the rarest,
yes,
right?
And some that have some conditions that are very weird and interesting.
Well, we did a previous, remember we did an episode probably a few years ago now on psychiatric syndromes. Remember the man who mistook his wife for a hat?
For a hat, yes. Yeah. You should go check out that episode in the audio podcast.
Audio only. That was very popular, actually.
It was.
It was very popular. Probably because of the weird title. But, you know. Anyway, so why don't we start on these five syndromes? Shall I do the first
one? Yes, go ahead.
I am going to put my goggles on for this because it's all going to ratchet. Right? So the first one we're going to do is called Fregoli syndrome. Now,
yes,
this was actually named after an Italian theater actor called Leopoldo Fregoli. Mm-hmm. Very cool name, obviously. And he was known for his remarkable ability to quickly change his appearance. Anyway, Fregoli syndrome.
Or, as some people call it, what do you think I was going to say?
I don't know. Go on.
I forgot the word. Maybe that's one of the scenes. No.
That's why you rehearse.
Right? Yes, exactly. That's why we should rehearse it.
Have you forgotten it? I'm going to carry on.
Carry on, and if I remember, I would say
it. Okay,
yeah.
While my friend tries to assemble those recently deceased brain cells, I'll tell you what. We're covering Raffer's syndrome later.
I remember now.
Please.
As some people would call them, shapeshifters.
Oh, really?
Right? No?
I can see
basically
that.
Basically,
I can see that.
Do that, right?
As long as you have an extensive wardrobe. But isn't that also covered by this other one we're going to touch on as well?
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, for God's sake, let's tell people what Fregoli syndrome is. So Fregoli syndrome is where someone, it could be you, believes that different people are in fact the same person who changes their appearance. And people who have this syndrome often, for some reason, shock horror, feel persecuted. Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
So...
Well, usually this starts, like most of them, is because of a mental disorder.
Yeah, well, a bunch of them usually,
yes,
isn't it?
And this one in particular is because of being bipolar.
Yeah.
Or schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. And obsessive compulsive disorders can be mixed in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also be caused by a brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially from treatments for Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So, obviously, not funny if you are a sufferer. But, you know, still, we find it.
But it's interesting because why is it unusual?
Yeah.
Because by 2018, there were only 50 reported cases worldwide.
Yeah, I just wonder whether whether that was 50 cases worldwide in 2018 or ever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Anyway, there's no known cure, but treatment with antipsychotics can lessen the symptoms. So there's a treatment plan of some kind there.
To try to go on with it.
But can you imagine, though, having that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is,
imagine that suddenly you are also the Queen of England.
Yeah. And we all know that's Elton John.
Could be, I don't know.
So,
okay, let's make our appointment for the time.
So anyway, the thing is, doesn't this strike you as being the kind of thread in one or two science fiction or / horror movies?
For sure. I think actually many of those syndromes that we're going to talk about,
yeah,
they are already present somehow.
They've been riffed
into sci-fi, mystery, horror, even.
Yeah. Psychological.
Maybe movies or series, somehow. You will recognize immediately that, oh, I saw this in maybe a TV show or in a movie.
Because have you ever seen that movie, Them?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I mean, these syndromes kind of riff into that a bit, don't they? That kind of...
Let us know in the comments if you have seen that movie.
Gosh,
and what do you think about it?
Movie. Mm-hmm. Who was the director? I'm trying to remember. Somebody famous, wasn't it?
I don't remember now.
Michael Crichton, was it?
Was he?
I think it was. I don't know. Brilliant movie. Obviously, completely true. I thought it was a documentary, but there you go. Anyway, so let's move on to the next syndrome. And Rafa here is going to walk us through.
The next one is called Cotard's syndrome.
We've never heard of any of these, have we?
No.
No.
At least I didn't. And this is also known as the walking corpse syndrome, or as some people would call them, zombies.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew that one, for sure.
Go on.
And basically, this syndrome is where people hold this delusional belief that they are dead and they do not exist.
Wow.
There's also some people also that believe that they have missing body parts.
Yeah, missing body parts. That's weird.
Yeah.
How does that work? Hang on.
I don't know.
So if you can see your arm, are you saying that you have this delusion that it's not there?
Mm-hmm. So basically, the syndrome, named after a French neurologist, Jules Cotard, who was the first who described the condition in 1882. So he's really not...
not that old.
That old, yeah.
Yeah, but bearing in mind, of course, that what they... What exactly did neurologists know in 1882, other than your brain is definitely inside your skull, and if you shove a voltage through it or a sharp object, it changes?
Yeah.
That's about it, right? Other than Freud, who thought he knew everything, but there you go. Yes, so like associated conditions with this are like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and depression are all risk factors for Cotard's. But apparently it's also been reported as a very rare side effect of an antiviral drug.
Aciclovir. Sounds familiar, but...
Yeah, I don't know what...
I don't really recall the name fully. But
let's hope it's not a treatment for the common cold.
Maybe just because most of the antivirals might end in vir.
Right. Like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a thought that this syndrome originates from some kind of disconnection between areas of the brain to do with areas that recognize faces and areas that associate emotional content with facial recognition. And the disconnection leads to this...
To this...
weird dissociation.
Yeah, also for emotional content, basically.
Yeah.
It must be so weird to suddenly, you know, feel that you are there but not there.
Yeah, but that is... You can't imagine what that would be like, can you?
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently it is normally though it's very rare, there is a treatment program, and it's, not surprisingly, antidepressants, antipsychotics, mood stabilizers.
And our favorite.
Our favorite. no treatment would be complete without
electroconvulsive therapies.
There's nothing a good jolt of high-value voltage and current can't sort out. I mean, it's stood the test of time, right?
Yes.
So far. So that is number two.
Number three.
Okay.
So it's called the alien hand syndrome.
Mm.
So the alien, also known as Parasite.
Ooh.
So whoever has seen that anime, Parasite,
what was that
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
Yes, in which an alien takes over one hand of the guy.
Just the one hand?
One hand. So it's exactly like the syndrome. So basically this syndrome, the alien hand syndrome, is one of the really strangest neurological disorders because it's when a person's hand appears to have a mind of its own. So and it acts autonomously. And the person feels like the hand, it's, you know, doesn't really belong to them.
Doesn't belong to
them. Yeah. Do you know, Carl? So this syndrome was first identified in 1908. So it's really not like a modern syndrome. It's kind of old.
It's quite old.
But was more clearly defined until the 70s. And it's interesting that once we started with this alien wave after the... You know, Roswell, for example.
Well, late 50s, maybe.
Yeah, 50s, late 50s.
Yeah.
Then that's when the term alien hand syndrome was, you know, put to the to it, which was said by Joseph Bogen. He was an American neurophysiologist who, described it as a very weird behavior.
Mm.
And can be also caused by certain types of brain surgery.
Yeah, yeah. I think we had an image to go with this, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. You should check that out. Wait. No, I'm going the other way. So, there we go.
There.
No, I think my hand was better talking to you.
Look, my AI unpaid intern came up with that.
Okay.
And it took 20 attempts to come up with a hand that looked something like an actual hand.
That at least had five fingers somehow.
I mean, even that looks a bit like a spaghetti strainer, but...
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, maybe it's just exactly that, an alien hand.
Well, but that's what I was describing.
Uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And this is... It kept coming up. Believe me, this is the nearest normal thing it came up with. So, anyway, just trying to finish on the old alien hand syndrome.
The causes for these usually are similar and as others. Dementia, strokes, tumors, seizures.
Yeah, tumors, yeah.
And the cases of this alien hand syndrome, they have also been reported among patients who had a surgery to separate left and right brain.
Yeah.
Hemispheres.
Which is rare in itself.
Yes, right? Because, well, it's used mostly to treat epilepsy.
Severe. Right?
Yeah. So very, very rare.
Mm.
By 2013, there were reported like 150 cases in the medical journals. So it's not really that many people that would, you know.
I think,
shouldn't
there be a sock over that?
Maybe.
I mean, it should be at least dressed.
Dressed up, yeah, that's.
No, just dressed. Never mind dressed up. You can put a wig on the sock if you want.
Okay.
Well,
by treatments, basically, it's they have been injections of botulinum, the toxin, and mirror box therapy.
That's weird, isn't it? The
yes.
That's the stuff they do for Botoxing, isn't it?
I think so.
That's the stuff you inject in your eyebrows.
What I found interesting was the mirror box.
Yeah, that is. There's a video of that, and that is.
Yeah, and reminds me that treatment, or no, that Ig Nobel Prize, remember, about people that was conducted in front of a mirror as well.
Oh, yeah.
That if you feel that you're itching on this side, and in the mirror you scratch with the other hand, you would actually relieve the itchiness in the other side. What about that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should check that episode out. Some very weird stuff on there.
That's alien hand.
Again, right, in movies. So clearly, people have been influenced by these unusual things, haven't they? Anyway, I'll do this one. So I think this is the fourth one.
Yeah.
So this is Ekbom's syndrome.
I guess that's the name of whoever
It is actually my namesake. It was named after Carl Ekbom. Almost sounds like egg bomb, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Egg bomb, a Swedish neurologist who first described it in the 30s. And it is a tactile hallucination where sufferers believe they are infested with parasites. And they often experience a feeling that insects are crawling under their skin, not on their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all seen those movies, right?
Is what I would say. Classic movie.
When
you can see
horror,
things crawling
alien.
Inside of your skin. And
Yeah. Anyway, apparently the exact number of people who suffer from this is unknown, but it's like maybe around 20 at any one time, I think, is what they're getting at. Anyway, there has been an analysis of, over time, of over 1,200 cases of Ekbom's. And apparently it's more common among women by 2/3 and more common in those aged over 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the symptoms apparently don't last forever, about typically 3 to 4 years.
Yeah. What is interesting also is that starts like most of them with symptoms of schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia, brain disease, neurosis.
So it's clear there's like a core set of psychological disorders that are well known.
And that they trigger different syndromes, I guess.
Or there's some mixing effect or something.
Yeah, maybe like in previous one we saw with an antiviral, you see the effect trigger a different disorder probably. Yeah.
Well, apparently it's also been observed in people going through alcohol withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Or drug misuse.
I think we have seen also that in movies.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, interestingly, people who suffer from Ekbom's syndrome don't respond well to the idea of psychological treatment because they firmly believe they have a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
so they would require or they request to have...
But presumably...
Medical procedure instead of a psychological
procedure.
To get
the bugs out from under the skin.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm assuming, and I don't know, that obviously you have this feeling that there are things, but you can't see them. You can't. There's no physical phenomena.
No. Not for somebody else, but for the person, maybe you see, actually, because that's why it's
also an
oscillation.
Like
and you see them moving under the skin, or maybe you see them physically outside. That's what I understood from the description of the syndrome.
Okay, well, we're
and
down
the
to the last one, which is...
It's us. Well, no, not exactly, but the last one is Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, a bit close to home for us.
At least in name.
Yeah.
So this is also known as the Thoth syndrome and refers to a person who senses body image, like vision, hearing, touch, and, space-time are distorted.
Mm.
And they usually see people, objects to be smaller than that they actually are, and the people to seem bigger than they are. So smaller objects,
bigger people.
And obviously, this is based into Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
It's accompanied by feelings of paranoia.
Yeah, for some reason.
Which, explains a bit.
Yeah, little is known about it, but apparently, children are more commonly. Seem to be suffering from it. And migraine sufferers. Of course, migraine sufferers. Quite often they have like visual hallucinations, when it's severe. And people who have the condition can become frightened and panic-stricken.
Yeah, but compared to previous ones, this one, half of the people that were reported to have the syndrome were 100% or fully treated successfully.
Yeah, there seems a lot of success
with
quite... actually non-drug treatments.
Yeah.
Because the treatment regime includes rest and relaxation. Who wouldn't benefit from that, right?
Yeah.
So, close to half of all sufferers are treated successfully. The rest, obviously, went down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. Right? But if you know of other syndromes that maybe would have been interesting to talk about, just write down in the comments what would be your suggestions for them.
Yeah.
And we can
put another list.
Part, yeah.
Because we love a list, right? We do, don't we? So those are your syndromes. We hope nobody's suffering from them. I'd just like to say one thing, which is there is a thing you can do yourself to actually experience something like this, which is that if you stare at an object like this mysterious object here,
The alien object.
This is where we get our instructions from. If you pick any object and put it on a plane surface and stare at it and try not to blink and just stare at it, it actually gets disproportionately large in your in your vision. So it might give you a slight impression of what it might be like to suffer from, you know, this.
Yeah. This.
Anyway, there you go. So, Rafa, what do you think of that? I mean, obviously, if you're a sufferer from any of these or any rare or condition, obviously, we're not making fun of it, but they are unusual enough to be quite fascinating, aren't they?
Yeah, especially because you have most of those seen on movies, TV shows, like I said, one of them, Parasite, on anime. So you can find them out, and maybe you never thought that actually that was a real syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. The thing about it is, I suppose, that culture reflects these, and it's because they're unusual, isn't it? It's because it's beyond our day-to-day experience. It becomes a source of fascination, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah, so it's pretty good.
Yes. So don't forget to share your comments down or in the website under the episode.
Mm.
Send us your messages. If you have topics that you would like us to discuss as well, we will take them for sure into consideration.
We sure will.
Don't forget to help us to subscribing, liking the video, distributing it to whoever you think would like it.
Yep. Cool.
My name is Rafael Ruiz.
I'm Carl Baldwin.
And we'll see you in the next episode.